what I want to speak to you about is the Cashel Palace and the history of the truth about the Guinness family and what actually happened as regards the great drink. The first week in June 1740, Richard Guinness, and by the way, the Guinness family spelt their name G-U-I-N-I apostrophe S. That's the way they spelt their name. And there was two brothers in the family originally, Richard and Arthur Guinness. Both came from Leixlip in County Kildare. Arthur was the elder brother, who his profession was, they inherited 5,000 acres of land from the Cromwellian invasion of Ireland. But getting away from that, Arthur bought St. James's Gate in Dublin in 1735. There was no beer in Ireland then at that time. We were the first in Ireland to make whiskey, by the way. There was no beer. So he bought St. James's Gate and Dublin to be sold on to a property developer. And then his younger brother, Richard, was appointed. His profession was a tax collector. He was a tax collector. And he was appointed with Archbishop Price to run the Church of Ireland affairs in Cashel, County Tipperary. So they came to the Cashel Palace in 1740. Now, ever since the first apostles, the holy men were into making some sort of brew. Archbishop Price's job was making an ale. So outside the window, outside the back window in the Cashel Palace, looking onto the gardens, he grew 25 feet of hops. And you need hops, yeast, malt, barley and sugar. So in the cellar, where the cellar bar now is, it all happened on the 17th day of August 1740. Richard Guinness, you need yeast, malt, hops, barley and water to create beer. And as I was saying, Archbishop Price was trying to make an ale, but Richard Guinness fiddled around with the brew. And by doing that, he should have roasted the barley into the mash, but he roasted the hops instead into the mash. And by doing that, he created a darker beer. So they didn't know what to call it. So they called in the employees on the estate at that time. And they loved it. So Archbishop Price said to Richard Guinness, "You've discovered it, my man. What are we going to do about it?" So with the quill and on a piece of vellum, they wrote out, "On this day of our Lord, on the 70th day of August 1740, I, Archbishop William Price, and my good friend Richard Guinness, being in sound mind and body, have now discovered a dark beer, and we are going to call it the Wine of Ireland." So, the following day, they decided to go to the patent office in Waterford. And on the way down to the patent office in Waterford, Archbishop Price said to Richard Guinness, "I have a name for it. I'll name it after you. But do you mind if I spell your name? G-U-I-N-N-E-S-S. And I'll name it after you. And we'll take a patent out on it." He said, "Go ahead. That's okay." So it happened. They took a patent out on it for 999 years. It cost 5 guineas in 1740. The 19th of August 1740 cost 5 guineas. Take a patent out on the name. They posted it themselves, so nobody could take the copyright. And he also gave Richard Guinness 100 guineas and said, "Son," he said, "do something with that." After 9 years, the bishop left Cashel Palace and went back to Leixlip in County Kildare. Richard Guinness went off to England and married a relation of Queen Victoria. This is where the royal side of the family comes in. They had one son, Arthur. When he became of age, he was sent to Clongowes, and he was also educated in Oxford. He was sent to Canada to become a master brewer. And when he had all the credentials, and when he came back, he had all the credentials. So his father gave him the 100 guineas and said, son, do something with that. He did. On the 1st of June 1759, the first barrel of Guinness left the brewery in Dublin for London. That, my friends, is the story, and the true story, of the Guinness situation and the Guinness story, created in the Cashel Palace, which is now the Cashel Palace Hotel, which was the Bishop's Palace then. So there's a plaque in the Guinness bar, which the Guinness family gave to the house 35 years ago in recognition of the fact that their founding father discovered the drink in the great house. That, my friends, is the story. I am Dennis Heffernan, and I am the ambassador for the Cashel Palace Hotel. And thank you very much for listening to me. God bless you all.